Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are going to talk about how to take your networking and activate it. Activating your networking. No, this isn't some crazy, wacky term. All it means is, for those of you that are sick and freaking tired of having coffee meetups and lunch meetups where you go sit with someone awkwardly across the table and just talk to them, and you're not a sitting person, you're not someone that likes sitting still in places for long periods of time, what I want you to do is figure out how to activate the networking process, activate the meeting process, activate the communication process. Personally, just my own choices in life, I don't go to bars, I don't drink, I don't like coffee. I'm not down with those things. So when people ask me all the time, like, hey, let's meet up for coffee, or hey, let's go grab lunch, or hey, you know, why don't we meet at the bar for happy hour and we'll chat about this business deal? My response, no thanks, not interested. Now, if that was my only response, I would lose a lot of opportunities, because that's where most people go about talking about business and deals and other opportunities that are in the mix. So here's what I've learned to do. Instead of going and participating in things that I don't like in life, that don't support me as a human being and are misaligned with my personal beliefs and values, what I choose to do is figure out a way to align what it is that I'm all about with the same type of networking experience. Now, I'll give you an example. I do some research on people. When I find out who they are, what they're about, I look them up on LinkedIn, I look them up on Facebook, I watch some pictures. If they're active, I'll invite them to yoga, I'll invite them to go for a hike, I'll invite them to go for a walk, I'll invite them to do some physical type sport while having our business conversation. I remember a long time ago, a guy wanted to fly into San Diego and meet with me for, you know, a set period of time, and I said, perfect, why don't we go on a hike? Meet me here at this time and I'd be happy to meet with you for an hour, because I knew the hike would take approximately an hour to go all the way through. The good news is I also knew there was a longer route in case the meeting was interesting and I wanted to prolong it. I could take a left turn, go a little bit further down the trail, and we could have an hour and a half or 2 hour hike to have that conversation over. I also knew through experience there was a shorter route. So just in case, first 15 minutes of that hike, I'm finding this not to be the right conversation I should be in, I could have always hung a right, done the short route, come back and said, thank you so much, it was great to meet you, hopefully you had a beautiful hike with me, see you later. But that gives me an opportunity to be very active and healthy and be out in nature and enjoy life while meeting with people, instead of stuck in some office or stuck in Starbucks or some random little place getting coffee, which I don't drink anyways. Here's another route. I remember I was meeting with someone for the first time and they looked me up and they knew that I loved intense fitness. So what they invited me to do is they said, hey, why don't we go to Barry's Boot Camp in LA? They took me there and they kicked my butt, which actually earned my respect. We had a great conversation, it sparked. He said, why don't we grab, a health drink up the road, a greens juice, a veggie juice, which he knew me pretty well at that place, because I love that stuff. We went and got it, and the conversation continued. He said, I'd really like to continue this. I don't know if you happen to be into polo, but why don't we go play polo later today? If you remember, probably a few months ago now, Keith Ferrazzi was that gentleman, and he had looked me up. He found things I was interested in that I had done and had fun with that he also had some interest in, and he correlated the afternoon so that it could prolong our meeting and conversation while doing things we love together. Now, I'll give you one more example of this. You say, what about the boardroom? What about our team? What about the office? I can't just have all my meetings outside. Sure you can. I remember talking to my dad and him thinking, why in the world do I fly to this office and sit, and as nice as our conference room is, why do I go sit in a conference room all day when I hate being inside? I work so flipping hard. I would love to be outside enjoying nature, enjoying the sun, enjoying, the scenery. So one of his friends taught him, hey, why in the world have your meetings inside when you can have them outside? Why don't you invite your whole team out to play golf with you? And he thought about it. He's like, well, how in the world does that work? He says, well, you have to have a conversation with each team member. You need a note taker, get a long golf cart, fit everyone in it, at least the key people you need. And you don't have to play 18 holes, but go play 6 holes of golf for a few hours with them. And as you're driving around, have the conversations. I mean, what? You take 2 seconds to stop, swing a club and hit a ball every now and then. Keep having your conversation and meeting while you're cruising around the course, enjoying life, soaking in some sun, breathing some fresh air, and actually enjoying the meeting. So there's a variety of ways you can do this. The simplest way, if you download today's worksheet, we give you a handful of options, but the simplest way is taking the mindset of what are the things you love to do most and doing a little bit of research on the person that wants to meet with you or you want to meet with. Now figuring out where is the correlation and inviting them to do those things with you over a meeting instead of getting stuck at some coffee joint or getting stuck at some restaurant that's not entertaining, not engaging, and not very fun to be at. So hopefully you enjoy this episode. Take this active networking tip, put it to use, and make sure to comment on our blog and Facebook and tell us how else you've been able to do some creative networking or active networking in your life and business. Look forward to hearing from you. So, hope you enjoyed this week. Hope you have fun with this episode. And we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week.